The county council closed the public hearing but did not take a vote on the proposed changes dealing with Chapter 3 about zoning districts, Chapter 4 dealing with master plan developments, and a map of the zoning districts. They said they will continue the item to a discussion at their next regular session on April 18th. About 30 people spoke, usually with questions, concerns, or protests about how their particular property would be affected by the zone changes. When each speaker mentioned their property, planning staff facilitated the discussion by projecting a map of the particular parcel as currently classified, and then the change it would see under the code revisions. But among the comments, Jacqueline Smith said she has a fundamental objection to the whole process.
I really believe that private industry makes best decisions. It is not government that makes the best decisions. And Houston, thank you. Houston is a city that has no regulations like this. They regulate how wide the roads are and that people cannot park on the streets. They require that people have parking garages or parking available on a property if they're going to do something. But they have one of the best cities that doesn't do any kind of zoning. They don't do any of this zoning. And they have private citizens making private decisions about their private property, and that's the way it needs to be. We are private property owners. It's the only thing that we have, and we really don't even own that because we pay taxes.
Council Chairperson Kim Carson said they're looking at the revisions basically because of health, safety, and welfare concerns.
We have found that the water is getting saturated with septic waste, and anytime there's development, that contributes to it. So the 1 acre highway corridor zoning, you end up, when you don't have access to sewer, you end up with septic tank after septic tank. And the studies have told us that those should now be at a saturation of about 2.5 to 5 acres. So even going to the low end of that, looking at the potential 2.5 rezone.
However, Cleve Smith took issue with her remarks about septic.
I'm a septic designer and installer. That's inaccurate. It's completely inaccurate. If a system's designed and installed correctly, we have systems in Sundance that are 25 feet away from the river, and they successfully drain with a level three system. So the water being polluted is an argument that I think you need to look a little deeper into. Because the systems, if they're designed and approved by the health department correctly, do not pollute the drinking water.
Meanwhile, Councilmember Glenn Wright said that you should not look to Houston as a role model.
I would point out that Hurricane Harvey showed that Houston has made major mistakes in not having any zoning. The flooding there and the pollution after Hurricane Harvey the damage was tripled, quadrupled, maybe multiplied by 10 because of their lack of zoning and organization. I absolutely will not turn Summit County into Houston.
In other remarks, Peoa landowner Lonnie Marchant said he supported the council's proposal to get rid of the highway corridor zone, but he said the revised code is leading to a loss of the density on his land. He said the county's message to citizens is, quote, "We're trying to save you from yourselves." Marchant complained a few individuals think they know what he should do with his property. And the mayor, Francis Byron Ames, wondered if they could get some help from the county. He said they have limited space for commercial development to produce revenue for the city, and that space is being taken up by light industrial growth. The town's annexation declaration area is still within the county, and the mayor wondered if the county could consider zoning that area for light industrial. The hearing held at the South Summit Middle School went on for about 4 hours. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.